I'm Nora Connolly, and this piece, The Laptop, is written by Ethna Cullen. Ethna was born in Dublin and came to live in England when she was 6 years old. She lives in the East End of London with her husband and has three grown-up children that she says she enjoys embarrassing them at every possible occasion. It's probably better that Ted's not here. He wouldn't be able to deal with this. He died at Christmas, so instead of presents and parties, we had a funeral. They all came in their black clothes, as if December isn't depressing enough. Father Sean was a great help. We did the lot, requiem, mass and all. The cost of the cars would have sent Ted hopping, but it was a good send-off. I got through the festive season, as they call it. The children tried to cheer me up, but I was in my own world. Then this virus came. I had to put up with them, wrapping me up in cotton wool from the start. They told me to go to the shops with the old folk. Off I trotted with me trolley at 7:30 in the morning. It was no bother to me. Am I out the door for 8 o'clock mass in the week? Mrs. Norris at number 67 dropped off a big packet of toilet rolls, enough to keep me on the go for a while. And Bridie from the lunch club drops me in some bread and milk every few days. I'm fine, I tell them. You're not to worry about me. Then me bold emo gets the idea that I need a computer. A laptop, she calls it. She rang. Did you get it, ma'am?
I did.
Well, what's it like?
I haven't opened it yet.
Well, you open it and set it up on the table. Just think, ma'am, you'll be able to have chats with all of us. You can even go to mass when Father Sean's on the webcam.
I went in and I looked at the box. Mass indeed. Ha! I could hear Ted scoffing.
Oh, I missed my lunch club. I looked out of the window to see people walking and running and families out on their bikes. I felt sad for the days when Ted was too busy at work to come to the park. The television was driving me mad. All those liars in suits telling us we're all in it together. I opened the box. No wonder they talk about the planet being in danger. Danger from all the packaging, that's for sure. I put it on the table. It was sleek and flat against the polished top. How could this thing do all they told me? Mass, Father Sean, the grandchildren. I put it on a mat, one of the good ones. I rang Emma. Did you lift the lid, ma'am? She told me what to do, and it was tricky, but there it was, sitting up like a little L-shaped fella on the table. She talked me through plugging it in and charging it up. It beeped and purred into life. We'll do the next thing tomorrow. That's fine, I said. One thing at a time. I heard her laugh. I wondered what Ted would make of it all. I can barely remember a time before him. Before this crazy virus, and before the laptop that perched on my table, I could hear him. It'll be okay. Katie Daly, it'll be okay. This piece was recorded in 2020.
For more information about Green Curtain Theatre, please visit our website www.irishinlondontheatre.co.uk.